This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang for Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. We're currently running a poll at thegaminggang.com regarding your views on paid reviews, and I'd certainly love our listeners to vote on the topic. We've just concluded our previous poll, which was regarding folks purchasing the next edition of Dungeons & Dragons, and Elliot and I will discuss that on our next episode of The Gaming Gang. But on to the news. Cartoona is the flagship board game of pop artist come game designer Robert Burke, a tile-laying game where players score points as they build ever-expanding zany creatures using creativity and strategy. As the rules cater to 1 to 8 players, this game seems to be a colorful 30-minute addition to any gamer's cabinet for those looking for a fun filler game or something to play along with the kids. Rules are included for player versus player and team modes. Robert Burke has been building his colorful pop folk universe for almost 2 decades. His paintings hang at the homes of private collectors, in corporate headquarters, and in galleries across 54 countries. Robert's art is born from a fictional world that contains 26 first-generation creatures. Each one has a unique color, shape, and feature. As generations come into being, they take on the combined features of their ancestors. This keeps the work evolving, yet grounded. Robert's work is for the young and the young at heart, and it has a simple mission: bring a smile to the viewer's face while expressing the beauty of diversity. Currently, all 75 spaces in the $15 early bird copy set have been sold out, but you can still head over to the Cartoona Kickstarter page and pledge for $25 to receive a copy. It looks like the gang over at Steve Jackson Games is planning to build on their dice legacy, with games already such as Zombie Dice and Cthulhu Dice, with 2 new games coming this year. Alongside the 7 new sets of Cthulhu Dice, don't get me started there, it's Cthulhu Die. They also have Dino Hunt Dice and Halloween Dice, and an expansion for Zombie Dice in the works. Dino Hunt Dice is a push-your-luck style game for 3 to 8 players, designed with a younger player than is usual for Steve Jackson Games. The aim? Collect dinosaurs without getting crushed underfoot. Here's how Steve Jackson Games marketing director Monica Velnatinelli describes it. Dino Hunt Dice is similar to Zombie Dice. We made a few changes. There are fewer dice, the dice are a little bit smaller, and the cup is smaller. That is all designed around being good for children. They can reach in there more easily. The dice are easier for them to hold. You roll 3 dice. You don't want to get stomped on by the dinosaur. Once you have 3 stomps, your turn is over and the dinosaur has walked on you. Dino Hunt Dice should release in late 2012. Halloween Dice is a speedy offering for 3 or more players, each aiming to collect exactly 13 jack-o'-lanterns. Players choose the amount of pumpkin dice they roll, balancing risk versus reward. Candy can be spent to improve the odds. Ooh, Elliot won't like that. He doesn't like giving up any candy. Halloween Dice should be available before that holiday and is set to launch in August. The expansion Zombie Dice 2 double feature is actually 2 expansions in 1. The big summer action movie adds hunks and hotties to the fray, both dangerous to the players but granting double scoring. Santa Claus Meets the Zombies sees a red Santa Claus die come to town, bringing presents to the zombie players. The direct-to-video sequel rules will allow players to combine both expansions. Zombie Dice 2 double feature will be available in April. Everything in war is very simple, but the simplest thing is difficult. Carl von Clausewitz from On War. New from the father of Victory Point Games' Napoleonic 20 series, renowned game designer Joseph Miranda, the von Clausewitz series brings you the great campaigns of what historians call the long 19th century, that period between the French Revolution and World War I. The series seeks to faithfully demonstrate how war was thought about and waged during this epoch. It features quick, streamlined gameplay, simple but not simplistic mechanics, card play, and the fog of war. Unique to the series and following the theories of Clausewitz himself, players must be aware that many of their actions will build friction points, which a wily opponent can use against them to sabotage their best-laid plans. Careful management of reserves and reinforcements, clever card play, and knowing when to throw caution to the wind to strike at an opponent will win the day. The first game in the von Clausewitz series is Franco-Prussian War 40, Two continental heavyweights duel for supremacy in the conflict that smashed the French Second Empire, triggered the Paris Commune, and birthed the German Reich, with fateful consequences for Europe and the world. Will the war end in the streets of Paris or Berlin? The fate of Europe hangs in the balance. Franco-Prussian War 40 is now available from Victory Point Games. Crush your Dust Tactics opponent with new heroes that have exciting and powerful abilities. The Premium Axis Hero Pack and Premium Allies Hero Pack each add three skillfully painted heroes to the Dust Tactics Premium line. Order your Premium Hero Pack from the Fantasy Flight Games web store. And keep in mind, these are pre-paints. Bolster your infantry with allied heroes like Johnny One Eye, the first badass character in Dust Tactics. This badass ability means your limited ammo weapons will be able to fire every turn if Johnny One Eye is leading the squad. In addition, the Priest skillfully blows walkers to bits with his Dynamite and Medal of Honor ability. Incredibly charming, few would expect that behind his devilishly good looks is a bomb-planting virtuoso. If you are looking for range support, Action Jackson annihilates opposing forces with his experimental phaser guns. Always willing to take on the most dangerous missions, Action Jackson leads the daring Red Devils. More dead than living, the Axis Hero Pack contains two Blutkruz zombies to lead your Axis zombie squads. Totenmeister leeches life from her victims to heal the wounds she has suffered, making her incredibly hard to kill. Again, simply cutting his enemies to bits with his circular saw, Grenadier X can zip across the battlefield with his assault ability, combined with the Axis Zombie Squad's fast skill. Also included in this expansion is Stefan and his potent flamethrower. He uses one of the allies' favorite weapons against them with impressive results. Add fantastic leaders to your army with the Dust Tactics Premium Hero Packs. These expertly painted miniatures stand out in any Dust Tactics army, and they are also compatible with the forthcoming Dust Warfare. For more ideas on fielding your heroes, read the Fantasy Flight game previews, Leading the Charge into Battle, and Here Comes the Heroes, as well as Victory is Within Reach, to learn more about the Dust Tactics Hero Packs. Dark Age Games is proud to sponsor their very first painting competition for the new year. In conjunction with their February releases, they're running a painting competition which started yesterday. The submission period for entering models will last until March 31st. Models submitted must meet the following guidelines. Must be a single base miniature from the Dark Age Games range. I'd say that's probably obvious enough. A person may submit as many entries as they wish. Model slash miniature must be able to fit on a 30, 40, or 50 millimeter base. If a plinth is used for the display, the width of the plinth must not exceed 55 millimeters. Must have a theme based off of the Blood Cult. It need not be a Blood Cult unit, but it can certainly be bloody enough that it can qualify to be a Blood Cult member. There must be blood, which should not be confused with there will be blood. Pictures of the finished model slash miniature must be submitted no later than midnight March 30th Eastern Standard Time. All entries must be uploaded to CMON. No external links will be accepted. The top entry is selected by the viewers of CMON will receive the following. A Blood Cult Warhost bundle with a retail value of $199.99. The Blood Cult Warhost bundle is the perfect way to be part of this macabre pilgrimage and bring a scarred Blood Cult force to Dark Age Apocalypse. Containing a lethal 1,000-point force list comprised of 22 individual models, the Warhost includes Father Mayhem, a scarred grafter, a Sister of Charity, and six of her Buzzblade warriors, the Fearsome Assassin Red, two Deadly Blood Rain, a squad of four Savage Blood Mistresses, four Blood Puppets with a keepsake to use them, and an imposing scarred warhead. Also included in the Warhost are 22 specially crafted Blood Cult-style Groundworks base inserts that look like bubbling blood made from translucent crimson resin. Second and third place will receive a CMON gift certificate of $50 and $25, respectively. Time is short to get your figures into the Dark Age Games painting contest, so get cracking. Spartan Games is pleased to announce that the Dystopian Wars Edition 1.1 Master Rulebook will be shipping Monday, February 27th. This edition brings together a number of key changes to the rule system, a refinement of the rules text, and tweaks to the stat cards of certain models, all which enhance the game and deliver a better tournament experience. Rules for the original nations are presented clearly and concisely, backed up with some beautiful illustrations of the characters and ships that inhabit the Victorian sci-fi age. Of course, the Edition 1.1 Master Rulebook is still fully compatible with the Covenant of Antarctica and the New Republic of France A5 Fleet Guides. Spartan Games are very excited about the improvements to the highly anticipated Edition 1.1 rulebook. So excited, in fact, that they're bringing you two very special offers. Offer number one, look out for the Dystopian Wars Edition 1.1 Master Rulebook in your local store, as retailers will be offering 25% off the normal price. Simply pick up a copy with the 25% off sticker. Offer number two. Alternately, customers buying Edition 1.1 direct from the Spartan Games online store will receive their very first mercenary naval model, Captain Vladimir Nikonov's formidable submersible, the Black Wolf. The submersible is supplied with an integrated water base, two acrylic templates depicting the submerged model's possible locations, a stat card, and an A6 guide, with artwork of Nikonov on one side and rules for the model on the other. They're also offering a full-color A5 mini booklet that details the key changes in Edition 1.1, so gamers can upgrade Edition 1.0 at absolutely no cost and bring it right up to date. You can download a PDF version of the booklet from the Spartan Games download section on February 27th. In addition to this, Spartan Games is also pleased to say that from March 12th on, they will be making a free printed copy of the booklet available to their sales partners around the world. So check out your local gaming store for a copy while stocks last. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, and until then, have a thoroughly enjoyable Thursday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.